Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Eric, I love all our corners, don't get me wrong, but go get them, Eric.
Have you gotten a chance to talk to Jair about coming here?
Yeah, I hit him up, but you know, you don't know. You never know with Jair. That's my boy, man.
My boy, let's do it.
Lamar Jackson asked yesterday after minicamp practice about the Ravens potentially signing Jair Alexander, and you heard Lamar say, go get him, Eric, and then you hear the audio of Lamar and Jair hugging it out. Jair did not practice at minicamp today, but he was watching on the practice field. Ravens signed him to a one-year deal for $4 million worth up to $6 million. And this is one of those rare occasions. I think they knew it was – he was in the building this morning. Yeah. I think they knew it was done yesterday. Very weird that it didn't get leaked. Like, usually somebody gets it, but I think the Ravens were actually the first people to announce this signing, when usually it's one of the, you know, yeah, Rappaports or Schefters or whomever that trades for information. But they kept this one under wraps.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been, you know – look, it's a buy low deal, so maybe they were really kind of hoping it didn't get out, because then somebody else might sort of swoop in, you know, yeah. Like,
well, there were bad teams that offered him more.
Right, but maybe a good team,
sure,
once they see that he's going to a good team, maybe that spurs them to immediate action. We've seen that happen before.
Yeah.
It's clear that he's got a relationship with Lamar. It's clear that this is where he wants to be. And this is a guy who, when he's at the top of his game, this guy could start for anybody.
Second team all pro.
This guy was one of the 10 to 12 best corners in the league before durability and availability started becoming too much of an issue for him. Change of scenery seems to be in the cards. He's been, like, this whole thing between him and the Packers have been festering forever. So a clean break was necessary. I mean, this is like what Bill Belichick used to love to do. And these guys, remember, are sort of in their own way born of the Patriots, because a lot of them came from the Browns when Belichick was running the Browns, sure, before Belichick got to the Patriots. A lot of the things that have been going on here since Ozzie Newsome came to this building have sort of their tentacles back to Belichick and the kind of things he would do. This is incredibly on brand. It's on brand for them the last 20 years. Rod Woodson, how long ago was that?
Yeah. They invest more in secondary than any other team in football. Now, it's going to be about availability, like you mentioned, Jason. He's only played in 7 games or fewer in 3 of the past 4 years. But you get him on this one-year deal. He's still a relatively young player at 28 years old. So he wants to ball out this year so he can hope to get one more payday next offseason and hope the Ravens benefit from it.
Isn't that that's what happens, and we've seen this tale, and very, very rarely does the guy bounce back, have a monster year, and get that payday. But a guy 27, 28, coming off injuries, was once really good. It's that prove it deal, right? Yeah. Like they looking for that place, the right landing spot to get the prove it deal and then reset their market value in the following season. And that's what I think Jair Alexander's wanting to do here. He wanted to play for a contender, and I don't think it hurts that his buddy Lamar Jackson, who I think he was roommates with at one point at Louisville, is the quarterback here.
Little smaller scale, different scale, a player who hit some highs but maybe wasn't as close to them. I'm old enough to remember Ronald Darby worked out pretty good.
Yes, he did.
That's really good.
I mean,
now he's retired.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. That guy was a little closer to the end, a little farther removed from his prime. But, like, I don't think it would come as a shock to anybody. I mean, honestly, you got to be, like, it could end up being one of the best value signings they've made, and in a very tepid offseason, could end up being far and away the best out of the organization acquisition they made. It also could be a guy who plays six games and, you know
what
I mean?
He's out for the playoffs.
Yeah, like,
assuming health, though, it's the domino effect of this addition where you can put Marlon in the slot now where we think he's much better. And who knows? Even John Harbaugh was bringing up the possibility of maybe in some looks you could throw him back at safety free up Kyle Hamilton more. And Awuzie in more of a reserve role. TJ Tampa doesn't force a ton on his plate now. And Wiggins. I mean, you have the outside of Wiggins and Alexander with Humphrey in the slot. Like, that's a really good 1-2-3.
Again, and to use your preface, assuming health, I think that means the two kids they drafted on day three are special teams guys, like at best, Cohen and Longerbeam, the two guys they drafted on day three, the two corners.
Barring injury, I think that's absolutely the case. And to expound on what Bone was saying, I mean, like, the hip bone's connected to the thigh bone and all that. Like, and Hamilton in the slot more. And really as that sort of big nickel slash, you know, hybrid linebacker brings out the best in Roquan, and Roquan not being as much of a liability in coverage means there aren't as many dink and dunk little passes in the middle of the field, which means maybe Matabike gets home a little bit more and quarterbacks have to hold the ball a little bit more because the check down isn't as readily available as it was last year. Like, you can start to sort of dream on the interconnective tissue.
You've been bringing up this for a while this offseason. It's going to be fascinating to see how much linebackers are playing next to Roquan Smith, or if it is a big nickel, big dime. At Trenton Simpson, Buchanan, I think they're going to lean into their strength, and that's the secondary, and put as many of them on the field as possible.
Bunch of different corners, safeties, linebackers, whatever you want to call them, guys who wouldn't traditionally be thought of as a three-down linebacker. I think, I think they've got one three-down linebacker on the football team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're paying him $20 million, and he didn't get $20 million out of him last year. And so I think that these are a lot of corrective measures to try to take the coverage thing really off of his hands and let him go back to being a C-ball, you know, get-ball, instinctive thumper who's showing up violently in the run game. And I don't think that's like rocket science. I mean, you can watch how they started recalibrating this thing since week 10 of last year. I think they need to get Roquan back to being that force multiplier. And I don't know that another year with Trenton Simpson is going to be to their liking enough. I think it's going to be more, let's try switching around all these different position groups with these corners and safeties and see what that looks like. And then if we have to start running a linebacker out there more often, we will. But I don't know how much they're going to have to do that. And if the offense is still the offense and it's going to take 33-plus points to beat them most weeks, then you're going to be in positions where they're going to have to throw and you're going to lean into your best coverage guys. And I just still have a hard time thinking, you know, the linebacker they drafted or Simpson or whomever is going to look more beneficial to them than this collection of five or six DBs that they could put together.
So let's finish here. What's next? This should not, as we touched on in TMI, preclude them from doing something else. And do they still, like, if they wanted to have a Chuck Clark reunion, that's not going to be league minimum, probably. That's not going to, and that shouldn't preclude you from still going to get a pass rusher.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to add a box safety, you certainly could. I just don't, I mean, as much as you want to believe in the power of Chuck Smith and the power of scheme above all, you know, scheme Uber Alice, like, I don't know, man. Just study the defenses that have been the last defense standing. There's usually a couple of dudes, like, on that defensive line who are game wreckers. Like, they're just all, like, it, that's just, that's modern football. I mean, we can, and you could have the greatest secondary in the history of the world on paper. But when it's Patrick Mahomes, man, and a couple corners do get hurt, because they will, and you're not at full strength, there's still going to be a matchup or two on any given play that he likes. The way to stop him from completing it is to put him on his ass.
Jair Alexander is a Raven. What do you think? 410-583-1057. What do you think about this signing for the Ravens? How much better are they now with Jair Alexander in the fold? 410-583-1057. We're taking your calls next here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It is human nature to get excited when your team acquires a name player, though this one has injury risk. But Jair Alexander is a Baltimore Raven. The Ravens officially announced the signing earlier today, a one-year, $4 million deal. He can make up to $6 million in incentives. And we want to hear from the people, 410-583-1057. Do you feel like this puts him over the top? Do you feel like they need to do more? Let's go out to the phone lines, 410-583-1057. Start with Corey in Baltimore. Corey, you're on the Fan.
How you doing?
Hey.
I still believe with Jair Alexander's injury history, seven games he played last year, seven games the year before that. Still think you got to go up to platoon of guys. You want to go and get a Woozy out there along with Tampa, you know, to go and spell Wiggins and Alexander.
They definitely have, appreciate the call. They definitely have depth.
They should. I mean, if they're relatively healthy, they should be able to divide that pie chart of snaps up pretty good. And again, you want to cater things to exactly what a guy does best. Like Arthur Millette got here. We all thought, I'm not sure if this guy's going to make the team. Yeah. Pittsburgh doesn't have any corners. They're done with him. You know, it's
they
a no-frill
signing.
They chose
Desmond King over him, yeah.
Right? He wasn't blitzing a ton in Pittsburgh. He kind of became a designated slot blitzer for these guys. Had a lot of success. A couple years later, he gets hurt. It's a big deal. Now, they weren't asking him to do everything. And so, yeah, I think they're collecting skill sets that should balance one another, offset one another, and allow them to get guys off their feet at times. And the guy coming on, you're hopefully putting into a position, a personnel package that plays to his positional strengths.
Yeah, they did that in 23 with Arthur Millette, like you were saying, but even Brandon Stevens at that point with Marlon, with Ronald Darby as well. They did have some guys on more of a pitch count.
410-583-1057. You know, football's coming soon when we head out and talk to Trippy. Trippy, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's going on with y'all?
What's up?
Man, I'm happy, but you know how it is, man. I won't be happy until we get that Super Bowl.
Right.
You know, like, don't get me wrong. I ain't trying to be a downer. I'm happy about it. I feel like I don't even care. Like I was telling somebody on Twitter, we can go get Jalen Ramsey next. If that front four can't get no pressure, it's going to be the same thing, you know. But, I mean, I like the move, though, man. That's to show, like, the Ravens surge for real. So, hopefully them guys can lock in. And I'm going to keep on saying it, man. That week one and week four is a must-win game, or that's going to determine how the playoffs going to play out. We might have to go back on the road. So we could beat Buffalo week one and Kansas City week four. We get that home field advantage because, like I said on the Big Bad Morning Show earlier, the Ravens owe us another AFC championship game after that performance.
They do.
But that's all I had to say, though, man. Good talking to y'all, man.
Thanks.
I'm going to keep chiming in with y'all.
No, we appreciate it.
Good to hear from you, bud.
Yeah, another home AFC championship game would be great. The city has had far too few of them.
Mm-hmm.
And if they really are in you know, ultimate sort of talent acquisition mode, then keep digging, keep chipping into Steve's pocket, $4 million here, $6 million there, and try to get that front four, front five, whatever it's going to be based on down and distance, front three, a little bit more prolific from a pass rushing standpoint.
If you win both of those games,
got a whole serve. Split.
If you split, you're happy. Because both those games are on the road,
yes,
by the way.
Yes.
They aren't at home.
Yeah. Man. It is funny to hear Trippy not. I thought that he'd be like gushing, but I guess he's been beaten down by past playoff losses, especially that AFC Championship game at home.
That was rough.
Yeah, that was not my favorite.
Not Monk's finest hour.
Well, and again, if you guys want to edit that out of Monkey Business, then I don't know how big of a priority that is or whatever. You guys have a problem.
It's just a little dated.
We aren't going to have a Monkey Business till August at this point. So. Yeah.
That's not necessarily true.
He'll talk at training.
Or we could have a conversation about it. We could be talking about the Ravens scheme or whatever.
Yeah.
And it could be a Monkey Business.
Yes, we could create a Monkey Business.
I'm going to guarantee you right now, Bone, that we will have at least two. I'd set the over under 2.5 Monkey Businesses between now and August 1st.
Camp. All right.
And I would take the over.
Yeah.
And I might have a little bit of inside information on this.
Yeah. You're in the know.
I know. Let's just say I know a guy.
Yeah. Longtime insider.
Oh, it's just
got sources.
More of an IA insider.
Yeah, he's sources.
You make the rundown, you got a pretty good idea knowing what might be coming up in it.
No, I think we're going to be talking a lot about Monk, especially as if this Orioles season doesn't go on a turn we expect and the Ravens are about to hit training camp and in training camp. Training camp starts, I think, Morgan, that's a tweet earlier today. July 22nd is veterans arrival and the rookies arrive a week before. So we will definitely.
It'll sneak right up on you.
Yeah, it always does, doesn't it?
That's how it works with some people.
It definitely shocks you. It's a shock to the system. All of a sudden, bing, we're in July.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be a month away from June 22nd, which I'm guessing is like next Tuesday.
A month
from next Tuesday is the 18th.
I don't know much about days and dates, but I know that a week from Saturday is the 28th of June.
It's your wedding.
Yeah. So I know that date, because if I didn't, Margie would kill me.
2 weeks from last Saturday.
2 weeks from last Saturday, a week from this Saturday.
Bone's on it.
Bone will be there.
Yeah. Bone will be there.
Belway Ben, be there. Jason, Outer Banks.
They've sent their RSVPs. It's confirmed.
Yes, we handed the...
You handed it in?
Yeah.
You handed yours in too, Belway Ben?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
That's very personal. In an era where people ever just want to text everything, that's very... Yeah. That's nice.
I think weddings are one of the few domains now where you still have to do the whole like mail in and
well, mail. Some of them have like the websites. And
yes,
RSVPs.
There are.
That's
yes.
what I'm saying. I kind of figured it was that way.
Margie's old school.
Yeah,
nothing wrong with that.
She's an old school gal, and she wanted real RSVPs. We do have a website though.
Oh, sure you do.
Yeah.
Oh, you do.
Yeah.
Okay. I got a website. YouTube.com/
Want to
bet with us?
Yeah. Yeah.
So JasonandMargie.com.
No Facebook, but you can find us on the YouTube.
Jason and Ben. What is it, Jason and Ben? I haven't heard the song in so long.
We can rectify that. Yeah. Don't you? Yeah. If that's a formal request.
Yeah.
We can rectify that.
I'd like that worm eating your brain?
We can do that for you.
I'd like to have that ear candy back in my life. Coming up next, back to the Orioles. And by the way, we have the lineup. We'll get that for you as the Orioles have the game three of the four-game set against the Tampa Bay Rays. But all the young dudes, and a dude in particular that... When the season started, I don't know how much we expected to talk about Dylan Carlson, but he's becoming a bit of a thing. We discuss Dylan Carlson next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, there it is, an 0-2 slider. It's demolished. Deep right center and gone. the splitter, Zach Littell. He gave him a two-strike slider, and Colton Cowser crushed it.
Colton Cowser, a big home run, first ever on an 0-2 pitch last night, helping the Orioles win 5-1. Also, Dylan Carlson was 3-for-4 with a stolen base in this game, continues to play decent outfield. Orioles and Tampa Bay, game 3 of a 4-game stretch. The lineup is out. Jackson Holliday leading off at second base. Jordan Westberg, coming off a 3-hit game of his own, is playing third base, batting second. Gunnar Henderson's the shortstop, batting third. Ramon Laureano had a couple RBI base hits. He's batting fourth in right field. Ryan O'Hearn batting fifth at DH. Gary Sanchez behind the plate batting sixth. Colton Cowser in left field batting seventh. Kobe Mayo batting eighth at first base. And Cedric Mullins in center field batting ninth. A night off for Adley Rutschman and Dylan Carlson for that matter.
Yeah, look, the outfield production's been really interesting to me lately. This was a black hole most of the season. You had Laureano's really slow start. O'Neill has yet to do anything outside of the first series of the season in Toronto. We had Heston Kerstad running around in left or right, and that was a disaster. We had Jorge Mateo playing some center field. That was a disaster. So this was a real problem with this team in a lot of ways. And now you've got Cowser back, who's young and athletic. You've got Carlson playing pretty much every day, a switch hitter who's only 26. He's only about a half year older than Heston Kerstad, who was himself a top 50 prospect previously in the Cardinals organization. And maybe the light bulb's coming on for him. He's having really quality at-bats. Ramon Laureano is mashing. All of a sudden, like, this is a strength. And it's small sample size. I get it. But for the month of June, the Orioles outfield is sixth in baseball with a .465 slugging percentage. And they're also in the top eight in outfield OPS for the month of June. A big departure. A huge positive development. And look, I don't think these two things need to be intertwined. But if you are one who's looking at the trade deadline saying, whoa, it might really hurt us from still being the last wild card or whatever. If we trade some guys, well, how do you know that? Like, you don't know that. The Tigers sold last year and still got in. I want to get a look at you're not winning the World Series this year, okay? It's not happening. And under this regime, you've yet to win a playoff game, despite being prohibitive favorites a couple of times. So could they go further than last year and still trade Mullins and O'Hearn? Well, I think so. O'Hearn had 1,000 OPS a couple weeks ago. That he's not by
you
the
you
all-
think they're making the playoffs?
I mean, did they win a playoff game yet?
No, they haven't.
Okay. So to go further would be to win one.
But
and if you don't make it,
you
still haven't really gone further in October than those teams.
For sure.
But I'm not saying it has to be a death knell. And I still want it, like, what Beavers is doing should be worthy of a look-see at some point in time. Like, do they want to look at Enrique Bradfield Jr. in August? Like, you should still want to do those things unless this team goes on a stretch where it wins 35 of 40 or something ridiculous like that. And frankly, I don't think they're built to do that. I don't think they were built to do that from the start of the season. So what I'm saying is trading Cedric Mullins and having an outfield in the interim of Cowser, Carlson,
Mariana,
and some dudes platooning in right field, like, that should – you can have your cake and eat it too. The Athletic put a ranking out of the top 50 players available at the deadline, but through their analytics. This wasn't like Jim Bowden and Rosenthal and their insiders ranking it. It was just a hard-line statistical look at it.
Yes.
They had Cedric Mullins as probably the third best available player, regardless of position in baseball, between now and the deadline. And if he wants to come back here next year, great. There's not going to be an extension with said. You're not going to go into the offseason with call certainty one way or the other. And especially with Carlson doing what he's doing, trade Cedric Mullins, and Devers was just traded, and this guy's gotten hurt a lot. The Phillies really want, like, an outfielder right bleeping now. Like, they should be on that. O'Hearn's never going to have a stretch like the first 60 games of this season again. And he's an older guy with no defensive value who's stuck on the corner, who you really don't want hitting left-handers anyway.
The only players, according to The Athletic, that they have above Cedric Mullins are Jaron Duran and Freddie Peralta. Mullins is third. By the way, Zach Eflin ninth. Ryan O'Hearn 14th. So you've got three of the top 15 for, potential trade targets in their list.
Seg can help teams in so many different ways. And even something little like the other day, Sunday, him laying down a bunt and then forcing the pressure defensively, airmails a throw at first base. Gary Sanchez ends up scoring from first. And defensively, and just the leadership, a guy that's been through everything at this point. But his agent is already on the record. What was that, April? Maybe the beginning of May when Ken Rosenthal did that piece saying, we haven't heard from the Orioles yet.
They've never
even tried. We haven't heard from the Orioles at all trying to extend him. So, yeah, that ship sailed, especially when he's this close to free agency. If you want to revisit it during the offseason, sure. But I'm looking to trade Sed. I'm looking to trade Laureano, too.
By the
absolutely.
Way, they so they're it's their top, it's their big
30. Board, 30
list. 30 list. You've got Cedric at 3, Eflin at 9, O'Hearn at 14, and Ramon Arias at 29. So you,
the Razor.
So four guys, and basically the way they do it is red, yellow, green, the likelihood. The Athletic has them all green, all four green. So they expect they expect the Orioles to trade all four guys.
I think it would be really short-sighted and naive not to. Now, again, like Sagano, I don't think you're going to get as much for him. Bone and I did a six-pack at the end of last week, six guys we think most need to be traded. I had him low because I don't think he's going to fetch what people who just look at the ERA might think he's going to fetch. There's no example of him holding up in a five-man rotation over a full season. There's no example of him pitching in the kind of extreme conditions he's going to be pitching in this division and these kind of ballparks. And he doesn't get swing and miss. The stuff doesn't blow people away. It's command, 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 command. Like, how's that going to play in October against the best lineups where everybody's grinding for every at-bat and his fly ball rates are kind of weird?
Well, that's the other thing. We haven't seen him throw a pitch in postseason.
So these other guys, absolutely. And Laureano, sure. But Laureano, to me, is the kind of guy who's dealt right at the deadline.
Yes.
I'm talking about between early. Setter O'Hearn, like I said it before, I'll say it again. If you're really trying to change your spots, and if you're serious about trying to keep your jobs, one of them should be gone by the All-Star break.
Yeah. I'd like, why wait? Because the value is higher if you give him, like, you can always sell on, hey, he's going to be there longer. He's giving you more games. You get more value that way. The earlier, the better.
This guy, the more he has to juggle, the closer we get to deadlines. We've seen in the past, it does not bring out the best in him.
And it doesn't
brings
seem
out
like
the worst.
And it also seems, and I think we talked to someone after the first deadline, that they're very, and we saw this talking about the Red Sox earlier, they're very insular. So yes, like as they're working the phones, it's like just him working the phone.
You only trust one or two people, three tops. Like, it's not conducive to juggling multiple balls in the air and knowing that, okay, we're literally running out of time. I think they need to be, it's great that they're winning these games, but like Cedric Mullins is a prime piece that teams will covet. He better not be here August 1st. I don't care what their record is.
Orioles and the Tampa Bay Rays, game three of the four-game series tonight at 7:30 from Tampa, but don't you fret. It's the Cut from the Same Cloth edition of Baltimore Baseball tonight. The Bone and Ryan Ripken at 6 right here on The Fan. And coming up next,
and you're not guaranteed to get that like two or three straight games like in the old days.
Yeah, no,
it might be a minute, but we might not get the Cut from the Same Cloth BBT again for could be 2 weeks.
You don't get anyone back-to-back days.
It could
besides
be anything.
Me or Bob.
That's what I'm saying. So, don't just
which
think,
I enjoy.
Well, maybe I won't listen today because it's a four-game series, and, of course, I'd get them on Thursday. Au contraire, mon frère.
Coming up next, Ravens, one winning drive, mini camp day two, the final day over Kyle Hamilton, John Harbaugh speaking to the media. What did they have to say about Jair Alexander becoming a Raven? We'll hear it next here on The Fan.
I'm just really excited about it. I had a chance to sit down with him today, which was an awesome time. And he's excited to be here. We're excited to have him. He had been kind of behind the scenes in the works a little bit. And I know he wanted to be here, and we wanted him here, you know. So for it to work out the way it did, it made Lamar happy, you know. I think it made everybody happy. It's just an opportunity to become a better team in that sense today. So we're really excited about it.
If you're just tuning in, the Ravens announced they've signed Jaire Alexander to a one-year deal for $4 million. He can make up to six with performance incentives, and that's John Harbaugh meeting with the media after day two of minicamp, talking about the signing. Jaire Alexander was spotted watching practice, but he did not practice, so he did not speak. Media says he will speak at training camp after he practices. So,
I know a way to make Lamar even happier.
What's that?
Give that man his money.
Yeah.
That would, yeah. And you want to get ahead of the curve, stay ahead of the curve, call certainty. Done.
Money can't buy happiness.
Get that done.
Jason.
Get that done before
money
the first
can't buy
training
you
camp
love.
Practice.
Yeah, can't buy.
Well,
love
it can
either.
Buy you three more years of your stud quarterback services. It can do that.
Yeah.
And I would be trying to do that in present day dollars.
Yeah.
Above all else.
Jaire Alexander of it all.
And if I was Bone, I'd be getting down.
Yeah, York Road.
Getting down to York and Bosley.
Yeah.
Seeing my friend, my new friend.
Yeah. Yeah. Kyle Hamilton spoke with the media. Here's his thoughts on Jaire Alexander.
How crazy how fast that news broke. He shout out to Anthony Miller. He's requested that. We were at lunch, and we literally, Lamar told us, and 5 seconds later, we see it on Pat McAfee's show. So that's crazy. But great addition. I mean, he's been one of the best in this league since he got in it, and to have anybody like that, no matter what position room, especially as a DB, it's super valuable. And I'm super out of breath because we literally just finished practice. But excited to have him. Been talking to him a lot. Cool dude.
So
talking to him a lot.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, there was video of him on the sidelines chatting people up, and we did see the video from the Ravens of him and Lamar hugging it out with EDC after they announced the signing. They did keep this under wraps, but it feels like this got done probably yesterday-ish when Lamar was asked about Jaire Alexander becoming a Raven, and now he's in the fold. Harbs is happy. We know Lamar's happy. Kyle Hamilton's happy. I would think Chuck Pagano's happy.
Marlon Humphrey's happy.
Yeah.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
Good time at one winning drive. Now, Super Bowls are not won in where are we, June?
Yes. You would know better than anybody.
Yes.
June 18th just sneaks right up on you.
It comes
out of nowhere.
They're not won, but they're not lost either.
Every year it gets to like June 12th, and then I just can't get over how close to June 18th we are, June 17th or June whatever.
Yeah, it's weird how that happens.
Yeah.
The days
mysterious.
The days are long, but the weeks are short, Jason.
Alrighty.
So obviously these guys they're fired up about a name player.
Well, this was a top 10 corner not that long ago. Now look, we haven't really looked at it from this standpoint either, but Green Bay Packers are a pretty well run organization, and they've had a pretty good feel for when it's time to move on from somebody. Aaron Rodgers.
They didn't want to pay him $17.5 million either.
No. But this has been sort of festering for a little while. So I think you've got to look at it through the prism of what he's being paid. And can he give them more than $4 million in war or efficiency or EPA? I think he absolutely can. And he doesn't have to play every snap to do it. And if it turns out to be a career resurrection for him, then good on him too. Like that's better yet. But I mean, week one, if everybody's healthy,
yeah.
One of the first things I'm going to be doing on True Media, if I still have access to it,
we shall see. It's touch and go.
That's really just depending on whether the bean counters at CBS are paying attention to when to cut the spigot off or not.
Yeah.
But rumor has it they're not very good at that.
No.
So hopefully. I can go to True Media and through the video and through the numbers, figure out what percentage Jaire Alexander's playing on the outside, what percentage Wiggins is. We know he's going to be out there. And how many of Marlon's snaps were in the slot? I suspect it's going to be a pretty good amount. If, again, everybody's healthy and Jaire Alexander looks like Jaire Alexander through training camp practices, because I don't think he's going to play in the preseason games. And I suspect that Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills on a warm summer night playing their final opener in their stadium are going to be coming out chucking the ball around more than they did in the snow with their season on the line.
Hey, we love revenge games on Inside Access. That they had the Green Bay late in the season.
Yes,
man.
They do.
That's a big
By the
revenge
way,
game.
Is That's it possible your new friends at the vape store have a True Media account? that maybe they'll in
highly
case,
unlikely.
I don't know. You never know. Like, they might be big football people over there. And
I was going to go back down there and try to get Bone a date, but maybe I should find out about the True Media account.
Two birds, one stone.
If I don't have access to this.
Yes, they get ahead of the game there.
I think they're going to look at me, and I'm sure a lot of people come in that store saying crazy stuff. Yes. I think they're going to look at me like I'm among the craziest.
Doesn't hurt to ask, Jason. You know what
and
happens.
More to the point, Bone.
Yeah, Bone. It doesn't hurt to ask, Bone. Because you know what happens when you assume. You
make
never
an
know.
Ass out of you and me.
Yeah, that's right. So they might have a True Media account. But, hey, coming up next, we'll continue looking at training camp. Ryan Ripken's going to join us at 5:30. But what else has been going on as minicamp is over after today? We don't see these guys again until training camp. Bets report July 22nd. Rookies report a week before. That is right around the corner. But we'll hear from Harbs and more next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.